Welcome back. This is Brews with the Homies, and we're doing a bite episode. So for this one, we're going to get some fun that we haven't had in a long time. It's Brujos. So Brujos Brewing, they're in Portland now. They opened up the brewery not too long ago. We've had his stuff on here before, but we wanted to get some more. So last week, I've been drinking some of this stuff, and this one's going to be a collab with The Veil. Triple Dry Hop Triple Hazy IPA. So this one is going to be brewed with honey malted oats, peach blossom honey, wildflower honey, and it's featuring Nelson Savon, Galaxy, and Citra Cryo. And it's coming in at a smooth 10.3% ABV. So, you know, I like getting the hard to acquire or a little bit harder to get beers. And luckily, with him opening up the brewery, it's been a little bit easier to get, but just a higher premium in price. So definitely have to trade people for it or pay a premium. But this is why we do our buy episodes, to talk about good beer like this and let you guys know how it is. Cheers.
Cheers.
The color is insane.
The color is insane, yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
The smell on it, too, is... God, I love triples. Especially when it's from a brewery that just makes awesome beer.
So, before we go any further, you said triple dry hop, triple hazy, right?
Yes.
Wow. That, for something that, like, when you hear the word triple dry hop, you would expect this to be kind of a little rough on the edges. And this, to me, is a lot, like, it's not rough on the edges. It's actually, like, really smooth to drink. Especially for a triple, because most of the time I think, like, on a triple, when you drink it, you get like that, oh god, like this is a...
Like boozy almost.
Yeah, it's boozy. And this one, I don't feel like it's as boozy. I feel like it's very nice, relaxed, and like you get all the flavors off of it.
Yeah, I think with a triple dry hop, it adds to the aroma a lot too. So I think that's what kind of draws you into the beer when you're going to smell it, drinking it. And with the honey, I think adds a really unique aspect here. I think it's smoothing it out, but also has a unique flavor. The hops on there aren't very pronounced. Like you could tell there's a little bit, maybe that the Citra Cryo in there. Nelson Savon, like some people hate Nelson, but I think in this one with the peach and then like the honey flavors going on in there, I think it does a really good job of blending everything together for a nice, smooth, but unique experience in a triple IPA. What do you think, Aaron?
So, I mean, the dry hop process really brought everything to the nose, really. It just traps the hops and basically delivers it in a beautiful can. And here we are enjoying it. The flavor, I'm sure that some of the smoothness is really brought by the honey. You know, that probably just like rounds things out there. I have no complaints. This is a really easy drinker. Of course, it's not like a single origin kind of deal where you're just like, oh wow, this is it's characteristic of this or that. I mean, you could probably pick out each hop in there, and I like how they used cryo or frozen hops. It also traps all the good oils and whatnot. So I don't know. This is all around good beer, huh?
I'm gonna be honest. This is our third time having them on the pod.
Yes,
and I'm pretty sure we've rated all. I'm pretty sure I rated all the ones we had prior to this one really high.
Yes,
I think I had listed one at five, and then the other one it was like a 4.7, 4.8.
Yeah,
maybe a five. But man, that is just awesome, and especially for a triple. I feel like, you know, for triples, like initially, like I said before, like when you normally have that first sip, you normally are like, oh fuck, like you get kind of taken back because it's a lot. It's normally aggressive up in your face, and with this one, like it's not really, it is aggressive like towards the middle, but like when you first have it hit your tongue and your taste buds, it's just very like smooth into it. It's not like that, hey, guess what, I'm a triple, bitch.
Yeah,
and it's not really boozy. It's really well thought of. I feel like I get all the different flavors. The Nelson, though, does stick out a lot.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that the first sip around, but the second and third, you can definitely be like, oh, all right, yeah, this definitely has Nelson in it. So if you're one of those people that definitely doesn't like Nelson, like, if you don't want to give it a try, understand.
Yeah.
But you should definitely give this one a try. Like, I personally like it. They knocked it out the park. And like Karen said, the cryo hops, how it just preserves everything into it, I think that just gives it that extra, like, that extra flavor where you can taste everything. So I fucks with it.
Yeah, well, for sure. Everything you said, it kind of hits the points of, like, everything with this beer when you're drinking it. The mouthfeel, too, I think that's an important thing to hit on, because it's not one of those triples where it doesn't have like a big body or big mouthfeel. This one, throughout, you get a really nice, smooth mouthfeel. And then even, I would say towards the end, you kind of get a lingering taste of everything going on, where you kind of get the hops coming out more at the end and the linger, but it's not like a nasty, bitter or earthy type of end where some people would get, like, in a really hoppy West Coast. I think just all around, from beginning to end, when you drink something like this, you get to experience the wave of, like, what they're crafting. Okay, how can we make this triple unique? Okay, we're going to add this honey. We're going to smooth it out with these aspects. Okay, how do we get the hop punch in there but not be too bittery or too hoppy? Okay, let's use these ingredients. And obviously, the Vale has had good stuff in the past. We've had some of their stuff. And that collab, them working together, probably were able to just put some really good parts of different recipes together to make an amazing triple. And the can art on this, something that's awesome. I love their can art, and the cans are the gold cans for most of them. So when you see something like this, it brings attention, and you want to drink it, you want to taste it. So overall, let's get down to the rating. We'll let you go first, Elsa.
Damn, I was going to say I should go first on this, because
there you go.
Honestly, I don't really have nothing bad to say about this beer, fellas. I really don't. And for this style of beer, it's very approachable. I definitely think this is something I can keep on drinking. So I'm going to give it the 5.
Yeah.
It hits the criteria of everything. Tastes what it says on the can. Mm-hmm. It's very delicious. The can art, everything, 5.
All in package, yeah. Yeah. Aaron?
I would give it like a 4.75 for my taste. It's a little hot. I don't know if we poured a little too much into each and everyone's glass, but to me it's a little hot. So I don't know. That could also be prevented by, I guess, not pouring from like that little bit, or that could also just be throughout the entire beer and you just need to sit on it a little bit.
Yeah. Or the travel.
Or we could do, or just physics, pour it through so it all gets filtered in.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's always with cans too, I think you're talking about like some breweries, like even Electric, sometimes they come out a little bit hot in the cans, or the ending of the can has that hop concentration down there.
Yeah.
I try to even it out through everyone, but might have just been a little bit more on yours.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not overwhelming. It just kind of, you know, it distracts you from the other flavors, but then it's also not bad because you don't want a triple that has too much sweetness going on and you're like, oh man, this is not great. So, I mean, I don't know. If it was a little less hot, it would be less distracting and I'd be able to approve of more of the other stuff and appreciate it. But that might just be our pouring or just, you know, not letting it sit long enough. I tried to look for the canning date on this.
Yeah, I think it was, sometime in February.
Okay.
I want to say.
So yeah, still pretty fresh. I mean, for
about a month or so, maybe a month and a half.
People sit on Electric for like what, like 3 months or something?
Yeah, some people sit on it for a while and it still tastes great. Yeah. Just kind of depends on the personal preference at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
But
overall, excellent beer. I'd have this, you know, now. I'd wait another 2 months too and check it out between then. It's so weird with beer.
3 months after the second one.
Yeah. When does it start oxidizing?
You know? Yeah.
So this one was actually released on their grand opening on March 2nd. So it's only about 24 days old.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
It's a little bit of time.
It's a freshie to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's still pretty fresh. And so, for some people, you know, like that taste. Some people don't. For me, I'd rate it probably about like a 4.8, 4.9, just depending on the day. My thing with it, I guess I'll go into The reason why it's not a five is I've had so many triples that just appeal to me and give me that five range in terms of, I think it has to be the full package, and it's just missing something for me. I think it might be that, like Heron was saying, maybe just a little bit of lingering at the end is taken away from the full experience and not letting it have a clean finish. But that's just personal preference. So I'd say probably 4, 8, 5 would be the end for me.
Well, I think that does it for the ratings, and yeah. I think that does it for this beer. We appreciate you guys for listening to our Bite episode, and Bite stands for Beer in 10 episodes. Yep. So we'll see you on the next one.
Yep. Cheers, guys. Cheers. Later.